Hi, I'm your host, Laura Park, and this is The Park Podcast. Today, we're talking about Be Real. Be Real is an application that prompts users to take a picture in random 2-minute windows every day. Actually, my Be Real app just notified me to take a picture right before I started recording today. Even though this app has been released since 2020, I recently downloaded it for myself during summer break. I think it's quite an interesting concept. It doesn't require much of your time, pictures aren't taken with filters or anything, and you can see small updates from your friends about their day. Interestingly enough, the company actually paid students $30 for every person referred and $50 for every person who downloaded the app and sent a review at Brown University, according to the Brown Daily Herald. This campaign helped the app go viral in the beginning of 2022. The developers of the app don't make any other ads or big promotions. The app is spread through word of mouth. And can I just say, it's working pretty well. Be Real has 2.7 million downloads in the US alone. Be Real also raised $90 million in funds. And it's also the 13th most downloaded free social media platform. I guess you can say it was pretty successful. But I mean, besides paying a bunch of college students to tell their friends, they really didn't do a whole lot of big promotions. I think this adds to their true motive, creating an app that lets people just be real and not focus on fitting into the high standards promoted on other social media platforms. In the 3 months of using this app, I learned that it's very helpful for keeping track of what I actually do on a day-to-day basis. It's fun to look back on random pictures I took with friends, the food I ate, or even pictures of my laundry. Another cool feature of this app is its ability to create yearly recap videos. These videos are collections of all the random pictures you took on the app within a year, and it can bring back some pretty cool memories. Oh, that's what I ate that day. I think this app is a good step towards developing more applications that not only immerse us digitally, but also connects us to people in real life. These random photos connect people in ways you don't expect. I've actually had friends back in Georgia stay connected and text me through the random pictures I took while moving to Worcester. Oh, so that's what Ohio looks like. It's nice to see what your close friends and family are up to, not just through filters or Instagram posts, but even just through small snippets of their life outside digital media platforms. Thank you for connecting with me today, and I hope this was a good introduction to Be Real if you weren't familiar. Thank you for joining me on The Park Podcast. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.